live, you can dial in to the toll-free number, which is 1-800-259-9231, and you can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231, that number brought to you by SACL, C-A-I, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features on the site for free, so head on over and grab them up. Archives, webcam, live streams, enjoy all free at freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And we go to the phones and the fun. You can bring up anything. And still to come, Mark, you're going to tell us about the TSA unable to find hundreds of fireworks. We'll give you the details. But first, to Adam Miller, calling from libertyontour.com. To check in with this week's update, Adam was going to call on Monday night, but we ended up having Lou Rockwell on, and thank you, Adam, for being so flexible and being able to come back on later on this week. Do we have?
Hey, I appreciate it, guys. We don't mind Lou bumping us a little bit is a worthy cause. So Pete's also here with me, just for the record.
Oh, hey, Pete. Sorry about that. I put you on hold too fast, I think, before I caught that information. So you guys have been traveling. You've begun your travels around the country. You've gone to New York City. You've gone to Philadelphia. You were in Philly last week. Last time we talked to you was just after the New York City leg of your tour. You're going to be traveling for 13 full weeks across all the way across the country, all the way to the West Coast, and then back around down south, down to Miami to wrap up the tour. And it's your second time around the country. You had formerly been of motorhomediaries.com, which was your first taste of motorhome living and traveling and meeting up with liberty-minded people all around the country. And now you're building off of the success of the Motorhome Diaries with libertyontour.com, as you have already, you know, met a lot of people. You're likely re-meeting some of them and meeting new faces along the way. And, of course, getting involved in activism this time around. Last time it was just more of touring and partying. This time you're actually staying for several days in each city, and you're kind of plugging into the scene there, right?
Absolutely. Though we do encourage people to party with us. You know, we appreciate that. But exactly, man, you nailed a lot of it on the head. We're tooling around. We got Philadelphia. We just cleaned up. We're actually outside of St. Louis now. We did some more FIJA activism there. It seems to be a popular form of activism sweeping the country.
The FIJA activism, by the way, I'm sorry to interrupt. Just want to clarify. FIJA stands for Fully Informed Jury Association. Folks can go to FIJA.org to learn more. It basically is what, Adam? What is FIJA?
Well, exactly. It's folks who get together. They sit around courthouses, state level, federal level, even municipalities, and they hand out information pretty much telling you that the judge will lie to you and saying you have to find the defendant innocent or guilty. There's a third option where you can judge the merit of a law and do what they call nullify the law, and essentially wiping the law off the books immediately without the legislative process or all the lobbying.
Well, it doesn't wipe the law off the books, but it does get somebody off of the charge.
And sets a precedent.
It sure would be awesome if it would wipe the law off the books if that were the case, but it does make it so somebody who's been charged with a crappy law can essentially walk away, even though they were caught red-handed, even though the evidence is all really clear that, yeah, this guy had 20 pounds of marijuana, but I think the drug laws suck, so not guilty.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, it's a defense I've considered using in some of my cases I have going on for, like, killing police and stuff that, yeah, I did it, but, you know, this is a bad law. So we got that done. The difference in Philly from New York was, A, no one got arrested, so that's a good thing. Also, we did have the police presence with, like, the DHS watching us, Department of Homeland Security. So I took that time since there was a good number, 8 or 9 of us out there. So the distribution of the material was going well. I just kind of sat there and had a one-on-one interview with these guys. So,
is that the video that you just posted up? Did you just post that up to libertyontour.com? Because I haven't seen that one yet.
Nope, that is the one that is up there today. Libertyontour.com is where they can check it.
Got it. I will definitely look at that later on after the show tonight. How did that conversation go with the DHS guys?
Well, it's the same old. You know, they're just doing their job, and I asked them how far that line is for them or what they would or wouldn't do, and threw in some lines about the morality and how they're paid. And I think the one officer that was talking to me at first that initially showed up was kind of talkative in the beginning and then got real quiet. So I think we struck a chord with him. The other one was just, you know, he had to answer me just to show how much smarter he was than me. And when I really wasn't trying to, like, show anybody up or anything like that, just merely have a conversation and say, you know, have you ever thought about it this way? And so I don't think he was as he didn't really get it that day, but maybe, you know, down the road, or if he rewatches the video again, he'll understand some of the holes in his arguments and stuff.
Yeah, we gave some of the cops a hard time. It's kind of in a related story. We gave some cops a hard time today at Catherine Bleich's trial in Nashua. The cops that aggressed against the peaceful people that were out at the 420 celebration earlier this year, they were on a recess during the court trial, and they came out in the hallway, and we followed them out there with the video cameras and just kind of gave them a little verbal lashing for doing what they did. And then they went back in the courtroom and sat down right in the chairs where they sit are right in front of the public area, so Sam sits down right behind them and just starts talking to them about what they did and basically giving them a 10-minute lecture, and there was nothing they could do about it. It was great.
No, I love that, and I think that's something that people should do more is, if you see these officers doing something you don't approve of, or, I mean, even just in general out there, like, go, approach them, have a conversation. You know, we got a bunch of cool flyers and things from all of the great advertisers with Liberty on Tour. So we got things to give them, so that always helps. But if you can make up some of those, do that.
Yeah, these guys weren't talking. These cops were not interested in a conversation. It was completely one way. It was basically a lecture to them. But nonetheless, what else have you guys experienced over at LibertyOnTour.com?
Awesome. Well, talking about the flyers and stuff, we actually went out this past Saturday with Mandrick. He came out and joined us in Philly, and we did some outreach on South Street, which is a busy area at night in Philly, and he handed out a ton of LRN free team flyers, and Adam and I handed out a bunch of Will Smalls political quiz. And we're putting up a video Friday that is essentially us doing outreach, talking to people. A lot of people were real receptive, and then pretty much every corner there was at least like two or three cops. So we had conversations every time, and so we included some of those. So I think it's a pretty good video. But now we're like we said, we're in St. Louis. We have some good stuff planned. Thanks to some tips we got from people. Oh, I should mention, too, in Philly, the meetup was awesome. And a lot of the folks came out thanks to Free Talk Live and ran into a brother and sister, Kat and Joey O. O'Brien, who are Free Talk Live listeners. They got turned on from Free Talk Live, heard about us coming through from Free Talk Live. So they joined us at the Fiji Outreach, their first activism. And,
oh, cool.
And hopefully they continue making ties with the other activists in town there. But they're really hoping to get to New Hampshire soon, so...
Man, we are hearing from Catherine Bleich today that down in Austin, where she's from, the buzz is really, I mean, ever since the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the buzz has dramatically increased amongst the activists down there, at least, about, and she was talking about how she's hearing it from around the country about the Free State Project. It's really kicked into gear, apparently. People are really talking about it now.
Oh, yeah, man, there's a lot of great things going on. And the King Drinking Game was brilliant. So, and actually, yeah, just 5 minutes before we came on air here with you guys, we met a guy, Philip Allen, who just unfortunately had to move back to this area from the scene. And he's seen my Free Talk Live bumper sticker on my computer, and he was telling his buddy, I used to listen to that show every day until I moved back here. He's like, I don't have time now. But I was like, oh, Free Talk Live? And he's like, yeah. And then he came in the RV and talked about how much he misses it up there. And as soon as he can get these affairs down here in order, he's coming back. So
that's great.
Definitely you guys got an impact that we can see on the road.
That is fantastic. And, of course, you guys are also having an impact. You're reaching out, as you said, reaching out to just average folks on the street. I know that when you were in Times Square, you made this incredible video where Uncle Sam came out, and he is a real jerk. And it was just one of the most entertaining videos. How often is Uncle Sam going to come out during the trip across the country?
Well, I don't know exactly. I mean, that's a hard guy to get his schedule down. And, I mean, he doesn't really like doing those public things anyways, hanging out with, like, the sheeple. But I heard he did make an appearance in Philadelphia. So there was an Uncle Sam sighting in Philadelphia down by, like, Independence Hall and Constitution Center. And so there might be something coming with that.
Man, I hope that Uncle Sam video can be like the number one video on YouTube when people search for Uncle Sam, because it is just, I think it's one of the funniest ones.
It is kind of funny, but it's true. Most of the things he says, and that's just unfortunate.
Yeah, he's very brash. He's very rude. He is... Well, he's the real Uncle Sam, and you should see it over at LibertyOnTour.com. Tell you what, guys, do you want to hang around? Tell us about what's coming up next.
That's great.
All right, more with Pete and Adam from LibertyOnTour.com. Fresh videos posted fairly often over at LibertyOnTour.com, so go and catch up on what they've been doing, and then subscribe, bookmark the site, and keep following them, because we're going to keep talking about what they're doing, because it's great activism. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials, the nutritionally complete drink with 25 essential vitamins and minerals and probiotics to help support your child's healthy growth. Visit us at kidessentials.com. Calling certain foods bad or good doesn't go very far in helping kids understand about balanced diets. Discuss the powers of foods. Carrots are good for your eyes. Fish keeps your heart strong. And how they work together to help kids grow, and they'll remember it even better. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free if you dial this number, 800-259-9231. And if you would like to get on the air and talk about anything you want, that's the point of the show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. The number again, 800-259-9231. It is brought to you by SACL CAI. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark. Don't forget to join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features there for free, including our Shrine of Female Listeners. You head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. You can take a look at the ladies that have taken the time to send in their validated photo, or video show they are indeed listeners of this program. And if you are a lady listener and you'd like to be part of the Shrine, the details are there at shrine.freetalklive.com.
And if you're looking at picking up some gold or silver as a hedge against inflation, investment, or even barter currency in case things go really south, check out gold.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has teamed up with Midas Resources. They are the parent company of Genesis Communications Network, which is our syndicate. And we've teamed up with them to offer some really great prices on hand-picked gold and silver pieces. By hand-picked, I mean I picked them. I decided which ones. I felt these coins were good choices in order for people to get gold and silver in their hands. Not good choices for collector coins or anything like that, because I think it's confusing to try to decide what you're going to buy when it comes to gold and silver. So go check out what we've got over there. We've got some great prices on them. Before you buy anyplace else, check out gold.freetalklive.com. Not only are you getting some great prices, but you're supporting Free Talk Live and their syndicate. Thanks very much.
All right, 800-259-9231. We are on the line here with Pete and Adam from libertyontour.com. They launched from our beautiful home of Keene, New Hampshire, just a couple weeks ago, and their first stop was New York City. They then went to Philadelphia, and you're now in between stops. Is that right? Where are you guys at right now?
Yeah, this is Pete. We're about 15 miles northeast of St. Louis right now. Tomorrow we're going to roll into St. Louis, and as we've been asking since the beginning for folks to give us leads and contacts and stuff and story ideas, St. Louis initially we didn't think was going to may not have a ton of stuff to cover, but we got some real good input, and we have some good stories we're going to cover while we're here that are going to be a little bit different than stuff we've done before.
Ooh, very. And, that's a very tantalizing tease, Pete. Can you get into any more detail about what might be coming up?
Well, I mean, one of the stories really just emphasizes civil society, which we think is great. We want to show people that that believe the state should exist to help the less fortunate. We want to show them that people care about other folks and they'll take care of them voluntarily.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and the other story that's going to be good is just going to highlight communal living on voluntary basis, or so we at least hope. We actually haven't been in there yet, but that's the feedback we're getting. So it's kind of a city that sprung up in an awkward location with no government involvement, but yet the government's kind of upset about it right now. So we're real excited about covering these two issues.
Cool. So that's all coming up over at libertyontour.com. Now, the plan is to go across the country all the way out to the West Coast, then down back around through the South, over to South Florida in Miami. Eventually, you guys are going to be coming back up to New Hampshire, not just because you've got a couple of court trials in Massachusetts. Is there an update on any of that?
Those are still standing there right where they were, January 10th. But I'm thinking about getting back to New Hampshire in probably December. I know some other of my friends there have trials or arraignments of some sort, I think yourself included.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to make it for those. But, yeah, I do have a January 10th court date in Massachusetts as well.
Now, what's going on when you guys were driving across the country the first time, Motorhome Diaries, you can get all the archives, by the way, videos and everything you did with Motorhome Diaries. They're still up at MotorhomeDiaries.com. Y'all were arrested in Mississippi in Jackson County, and they were not so nice to you. There ended up being
for filming police officers, essentially.
Right. They ended up being a court trial, and you guys ended up countersuing. Where does that stand right now?
Well, yeah, it's actually Jones County. So the information for that, the background, if anybody's interested, that's cool, is motorhomediaries.com/Jones County. But, I mean, we're still going on. We technically have a trial December 1st, so we'll see what happens with that. We have a civil case now going.
Yeah, unfortunately, when you deal with the state and you're innocent, the process is very slow.
Right.
So we had a trial back in September of last year where we were actually found guilty by a justice court judge, which is like the low circuit court, just to shuttle people through the system quicker, essentially. But we were found guilty in that because there's no accountability for that judge to rule in our favor, or reason, excuse me, for him to rule in our favor when the other judge can cover his back or whatever. But, yeah, we're waiting to have a trial on December 1st, even though Pete said the trial scheduled, all his evidence has been suppressed.
What?
So they don't have any evidence they can bring to that trial. Yeah, and the judge just hasn't signed the dismissal yet, so he's still just technically waiting on paperwork. Jason and I, the other member of Motorhome Diaries, Jason Talley, who's now over at the CD Evolution Fund, me and him both have trials on December 1st, So hopefully we're found innocent of that. And
Are these jury trials? Because, you, like you said, you've already been found guilty, so this is an appeal, basically?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm thinking it's just with a judge, and then we can appeal this to, like, or ask for a jury trial. I don't know. Mississippi is...
But, yeah, one thing I should remind everybody is last time before our trial, before we went up there, the state came out and talked to us and our lawyers and offered us a deal. They told us if you guys promise not to pursue this, we'll drop the charges and give you your money back. And
not dumping. Board up, please hit that if you can. Anyway, apologies, Phillips. So, boys, thanks for coming on the show tonight. Appreciate having you here, and keep up the good work out there. LibertyOnTour.com. Take it easy, guys, and drive safe.
You know, it's an emotional situation,
yeah,
right?
It is,
and you know that's how people deal with emotional situations.
All right, so 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. I guess the good news is that the FCC is no longer so concerned about fleeting expletives.
Well, that was definitely a fleeting expletive. It fits right into the definition.
Yeah. So moving on, 800-259-9231. By the way, they mentioned the CD Evolution Fund. Good time to briefly discuss what that is, cdevolution.org. The website has been redesigned, and I think it's still kind of coming together. It looks good to me. There's some really important new additions that have been brought about. Jason Talley, I'm sure we'll have him on again here in the near future to talk about some of the changes that the CD Evolution Fund has gone through. Of course, there's the commentary, there's the news about the civil disobedience, and also now Jason is working up a calendar of things that are going on, things like court trials and stuff that people need to be aware of. People now, of course, the CD Evolution Fund focuses on New Hampshire-based civil disobedience because, well, New Hampshire really is the epicenter for civil disobedience, liberty-related activism. And so that's the point. If you're excited by a lot of the activism that you hear about here, and apparently one of our listeners is not, Mark, you've got an email that hopefully we'll be able to share at some point tonight regarding the civil disobedience movement here. But if you do support civil disobedience, you need to get behind the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. Go to cdevolution.org to get on board. There's monthly contributions that are available. You can also do kind of a one-off thing. And you can also put money into individual funds for certain activists that you might find more interesting than others. Like one of our co-hosts, Curtis, is facing felony charges for allegedly passing a joint at the very same 420 rally that Catherine Bleich was on trial for today. So if you want to help out folks that have been busted for civil disobedience, head over to cdevolution.org. More coming up. You take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
For world-class auto detailing, use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At SparkleAuto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets. And the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it soaks smokes up. The Sparkle Auto Chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at sparkleauto.com. That's sparkleauto.com. Or call toll-free 866-372-9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at sparkleauto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top-of-the-line auto detailing products from sparkleauto.com.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, and join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You'll find that the features there we give to you, the wiki included, over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com, and get interactive.
Have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people without a lawyer who must know what it takes to win, and for people with lawyers who want to minimize legal fees and maximize winning by knowing what should be done. It works for both plaintiffs and defendants. It costs less than an hour with a good attorney, and it's so easy that the average eighth grader can go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. Get it at jurisdictionary.com.
All right, as we continue here with your calls, hopefully we'll get to the 200 fireworks slipping by the TSA if we get a chance. But, of course, your calls come first. So let's go to the phones and the fun. Sean is in Florida on Sean, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Sean, what's on your mind tonight?
I first want to start off a comment on Lou Rockwell. What a fantastic interview, and that had to be absolutely awesome just to be able to have him for an hour and visit.
He was a really gracious guest. He was very nice. It was funny too when he came up here because Mark pointed this out the night before. I should have told him it was the house with the couch on the front porch. Luther has moved in here and some of his stuff just wouldn't fit. So right now there's a couch sitting out on the front porch.
Classy.
Yeah, a real classy place to get interviewed. Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, you know, I follow the Free Keen, which does the local activism going on. I'm very interested. And something that caught my attention that hasn't been elaborated on that made me want to call in here recently is to see if I might be able to get you guys to take a moment about maybe some specific – I thought I got the impression maybe the city council is trying to enact some ordinances to regulate the use of the park, which is going to specifically maybe affect or target – Free Keen activism. And kind of on that line of thought, I've been taking an interest in the New Hampshire Constitution and the New Hampshire statutes.
Yeah, they don't pay attention to that thing.
Tried to formulate some opinions.
Okay.
So is the city council, reacting to you guys trying to target you with specific ordinances to regulate use of the park or the market access?
Yeah, well, clearly they don't like the activists here, and they don't like anything that we do, no matter what it is, whether we get involved in the system or not. They don't like it because, well, anything that we do is a threat to their power and a threat to the status quo. So
I'm not sure that the city council drinking game is in fact getting involved in the system.
We went to the council meeting. That's getting involved in the damn system, right? Nobody else, excuse me. I'm sorry, Sean. Nobody else, Mark, except for seven other people in this town of this city of 23,000 people bothered to show up at this meeting. It was eight activists.
Oh, I'm not
going to
say that the city council meeting isn't boring and stupid.
Well, don't tell me that we didn't get it. We're not
getting involved in the
system. Don't tell me we're not getting involved. We went to that meeting and we're going to sit there.
Would be going and throwing tomatoes at them being getting involved too then?
That would be violent.
But that doesn't mean it's not getting involved. That's not an answer to the question. It's non-responsive. Is that getting involved?
Well,
you nut.
No, going to the council meeting is going to the council
That's
meeting.
That's not getting involved.
Are you talking about?
It's
how is
heckling, dude?
No, it's not. Nobody heckled anybody. We were sitting there quietly watching the council meeting. Now, look, Mark, if they actually gave the public an opportunity to speak at these meetings, we would speak at the meeting. But they don't do that at most of their council meetings, so there's not much else you can do besides attending the council meeting. Not only did we attend the council meeting, Mark, but Sam and I, I actually helped him create it, but he handed out this paperwork to the city councilors, every single one of them, plus the news media that was there, talking about this ordinance and asking them to repeal it. That is getting involved in the damn system.
That's getting involved in the system.
All right.
Absolutely.
So you take it back then.
But the drinking game is not getting involved.
That is how you get people to this boring-ass council meeting. You have to make it fun.
Look, I'm not saying it's not funny. I just don't want you to be deluded.
People getting to the council meetings will get them more involved. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I suppose
the people that are attending the council meetings.
No, it won't get them involved because they'll shut down the council meetings and make it so that nobody can go.
Then they would be clear violation of the idea of having a public meeting.
They don't really care about that.
I don't think they're going to do that, Mark.
Shut it down to the public entirely, but just basically, if you've got the brand of Free State Project member on your forehead, they will figure out some reason why you shouldn't be there.
Yeah. Well, we'll see about that because round two's coming up tomorrow night. Anyway, Sean, go ahead with your thoughts.
You know what? That's really it. I didn't have any other thoughts tonight. It's always enjoyable listening to you guys, and I hope you get some good callers tonight.
Well, get ready because
really challenge the status view
tomorrow night. The round two is happening at the city council meeting here in Keene, and folks can watch at home. You can participate from home. You can play along with the drinking game. The rules are posted over at freekeene.com, and you can go to CheshireTV.org, which is the local public access channel. You can actually watch the live broadcast. And I know that the city council will not be pulling the audio this time because last time they pulled the audio once things started to get interesting.
Yeah, they got skinned.
And the guy that runs the executive director of the local TV channel had it out with them.
That, by the way, is the best part of the whole thing is that that clear boundaries were drawn on as to when the audio can be pulled and when it can't.
Yeah.
Inside the city council meeting.
So it's going to be interesting.
Can I make another comment?
Yeah, by all means.
I wanted to comment on the drug show you had the other night because it was a really fantastic show. You had some great callers call in that were representing more of a status view that you really got into the issue with over a break or so. And, I don't think a lot of people, the point of view we're trying to convey in libertarian society, once you get the gun out of the room and coercion, you're going to have businesses that care about customers. Drug use is going to be safer. Because they're going to care whether people live or die. There's going to be all this high-tech manufacturing and high-tech research and a vibrant insurance industry. There's going to be so much economic boom around a decriminalized drug environment. And there's going to be a fiduciary interest in the customers, because companies are going to be liable to their insurance policies.
But the children, Sean, the children. The children.
Again, that's something insurance companies can take up with the businesses and the contracting.
That's all they've got. They just don't have anything.
Right. Well, here's the thing about the children argument. I mean, what kind of world do you want to create for our children? I'll tell you the kind of world I want to create for our children. The kind of world where they won't throw their parents in jail for doing what people have done since humans came around.
Or bust into somebody's home and kill their children as well, which happens when
the
police shoot babies and dogs and things like that. Sean, thanks for the call. Glad you enjoyed that show. He's referring to the Saturday show this past weekend. We talked about MDMA, and that led into the conversation about other drugs. And I was actually surprised because we really didn't get any ardent drug warriors.
Not that many, no.
No, you actually, yeah, that's right. You listened on your way back in to.
Yeah, you needed me. The guy called in on World War II history. Like, yeah. You were just swimming around.
I got nothing there. Yeah. That's true. Didn't need you, but it would have been nice to have you.
No, yeah, you needed me.
So 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI.
Just listening to shows that I'm not there, it lets me know, like, there's no way you could ever, ever do this show without me.
Gosh. It has been done for a long time without you in the past,
what's that mean?
My friend.
Oh, are you talking about when it was on the little AM station and a dozen people listened? Is that what you're referring to?
The show was done without you? And it could be done without you?
Okay, so when I left the first time, you guys were pulled off the FM dial. When I was gone, you like languished on the AM dial.
Yeah.
Call some shows going entirely without callers.
So what are you saying, Mark?
He is not interesting without
sure,
me.
Sure, it's a good thing I dragged you along, huh?
Yeah,
because you didn't want to come along for a while.
Kicking and screaming, probably, right?
Yeah. That's a good thing.
It was hard to get him in once a week back in the day.
Yeah,
It was hard to get him up here in New Hampshire at first too.
Well, that wasn't too hard. I just decided I was going to go, and he came along.
Right, that was really the long and the short of it.
All right, so yeah, you can bring up anything. Even in these remaining moments, there is enough time for you. More coming up here shortly at 800-259-9231. Hey, do you guys want to go into extended internet time?
Sure, if you want.
All right, we'll do that because you've got an email, Mark, that I think ties into some of the things we've been talking about earlier, but we're not going to have time to get to it. We've still got folks that want to talk on the air here, and your calls come first. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. Time left for your thoughts. If you share them with us, dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have a product or service that you can sell to a national audience? Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk show on more than 80 talk radio stations from Alaska to Florida. We've been named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list. That's the 100 most important radio talk shows in the nation twice. And the number one political podcast on podcastawards.com 4 out of the last 5 years. You can have access to our 80-plus stations and our large and loyal podcast audience for as little as $500 a month. Contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Gulf War vets, 9/11 workers, people around the Gulf oil spill fumes. All were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill. Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick. You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. Protect yourself. You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain in the radio version of the show. We may end up doing a little extended internet-only edition, which you can only listen to at freetalklive.com and lrn.fm after our radio show is over. But in the meantime, we can still take your phone calls about anything at 800-259-9231. And, of course, you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features free. And if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month, the price of a cup of coffee. You head on over there. You get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, alternative options as well. And you get perks. You get access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, amp-only podcast, and more. Go get the details. Get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. Are you frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? I know I was. Are you tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? If you knew that thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you want to join them? Well, so far hundreds have moved, and thousands will have moved soon because over 10,000 have pledged. We want to get to 20,000 pledging to move, and you can be part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org, and that's what I did, and that's what all of us did, actually. We moved here. Wayne, you moved about 5 years back, and Mark, you and I moved about 4 years ago, and it's been great so far, and it just keeps getting better. As more people move, it just keeps getting more exciting. More neat activist things become possible. The more people that we have, the more starters, self-starters we have here, the more people that are willing to take a ball and run with it and start. If they don't find something they want to plug into, because there's already an awful lot that you could just jump right into. If what you're looking for isn't here, you can start it, and other people will jump into that. It's really just an amazing movement. FreeStateProject.org. We continue with your calls. Oh, yeah, and now endorsed by Lee Rockwell from LeeRockwell.com.
It's a big deal.
I told the Free State Project about it. I sent him over to the Free Keen post that I made about Lou's endorsement of the Free State Project, and I said it's going to be tough to top this one. You know,
Ron Paul is a topper on that one.
Ron's done. I think he's already endorsed the.
He has,
Free State
but
Project.
I'm just saying that you know that's a.
But Ron Paul doesn't run the number one most popular website for libertarian discussions
to make some
on
kind
the
of
internet.
Argument that Lou Rockwell is bigger in the libertarian circles than Ron Paul.
Yeah, Ron Paul certainly has the name recognition, but Lou Rockwell reaches a lot of people it's consistently and longer
than Ron Paul.
You
know, having his name on the front page where they do, saying that it's endorsed.
Lou worked for Ron Paul as well, so they're kind of tight.
But Lou's got the best read libertarian website in the world.
Right. Ron Paul writes for Lou Rockwell. You know what I mean? So there's an interesting relationship. Let's continue with your thoughts, though. Matt is in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight? Matt?
First of all, actually.
Uh-oh. You're breaking up, I'm afraid. You are perhaps on a cell phone?
Yes.
Okay, try again. You're sounding all right now. Go for it.
Okay. Yeah, no, long-time listener, first-time caller. Basically, I just had a call. Having trouble conveying the ideas of liberty to the mother of my child. Right now, I am offering to... You there?
Yeah.
Yep, listening.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, right now, I'm trying to basically offer to pay for their, you know, my daughter's medical expenses, all her health care. I get it through work. And I'm paying for that and the child support. But she is currently on welfare, food stamps, and those kind of things.
Hmm.
And she doesn't want to get rid of her current Medicare, even though I already have her covered on my health care, because she wants to keep control of those cards. And we actually just got in an argument about it a little while ago, and I was just having trouble talking to her about why it's not free. Because she basically kept saying, why wouldn't you do it? You know, it's just free, you know, it's just, why not, you know? So just thought I'd get your advice on that. And also I had a quick civil disobedience story to tell if we actually had any time for it, but...
Okay, well, let's start with the Medicare issue. Wayne, how would you handle that? Medicare being, she says, it's free.
Well, yep. There's a lot of things they say are free, but really, you're all paying for it, and they're bribing you with your own money, in a sense.
Well, it's not, but they've already paid the money. I don't think it's about that as much as, you know, what kind of information are they getting and what kind of control do they have over the child? Just, you know, the government already believes it owns your kids. You're just putting them on their radar and, you know, that much more. And I personally do not want my children on the government's radar.
Well, also, there could be a draft in a few years, the way things are going with war drums pounding. And do you want your child to be on that radar for when they come and look for soldiers to go over and get shot up?
That's an interesting.
And they're very, very liberal mindset. You know, I admittedly came from the liberal way until, you know, actually Renix, who lives up there, I don't know if you know, and Big Mike, they were the ones that woke me up to the ideas of liberty. He was actually my college roommate.
Well, look back at how you used to think and you know, ask yourself what would have convinced you. I mean, what was it that brought you on board?
I tell them they're stealing from people. I tell them that, you know, it's not free. And to that, they always respond, well, we paid into it. We might as well get something from it.
It's legitimate. It's a legitimate response.
Right. I don't think that it's, you know, the accepting of it isn't stealing. The accepting of it is no more stealing than a big guy who comes around and steals money from everybody, who goes to the center of town and then hands out $10 bills to people. Going and getting a $10 bill from that guy who's stolen from you is not stealing. It's just accepting the, you know, the money. But however, there's strings that come attached to it, and they are going to tell you how your kids should live. And, you know, I don't know the specifics of these Medicare, Medicaid programs. I don't know. I would suspect it means you get a lower quality of care, because I know what it means. I know what the doctors get paid from Medicaid, and it's not very good.
Mm-hmm. The other real danger here is that the federal government is basically broke. They're insolvent. They're just printing money. At some point, those who are dependent on them to live, whether it's health care or getting a check every month, it's going to be gone. At some point, those things are going to stop. And if you become too dependent on those things, you might have a serious adjustment to do if you can get through it a few years down the road.
That is, I think, a real solid point, Wayne. It's a tough issue, because if somebody's on the dole from the government, they're hooked. You know,
she's 100% dependent on it. I mean,
happened to the Native American tribes being hooked on government money.
Man, it's ruined them.
Look what happened to the black community with the Great Society programs.
That's a great point. Ian, you remember the John Stossel story about the Indian tribe
John Stossel goes to Washington.
Told the government to go take a hike. Maybe that one would convince her. You know, just show her that particular one, how, you know, being on the dole just creates a mindset that is, you know, destructive.
Well, you've already told her that you're willing to pay for everything. Is my understanding correctly?
Yeah, and I've already have the health insurance cards, you know, but, you know, she's basically saying she wants me to give those cards to her. And right now she's not calling me for doctor's appointments and those kind of things. It's a way for her to control the situation.
Does she believe that you're going to try to control her if you start taking, you know, if you start paying for these things?
Probably. I mean, that's probably what she thinks. Yeah. And also because with Medicare, they pay for all the copays. So, you know, if she needs a prescription, she needs to go to the ER, you know, with mine.
So she's seeing it as well. She'd have to pay a little bit. And, of course, then she might have more control, but and she might have better service, but then she's got to pay. And you're dealing with an addict, right? I mean, it's got to be hard.
Oh, yeah. She hasn't had a job in 8 years. She's been on welfare. Geez. Now she has my child support with food stamps. And, I mean, she doesn't need a job, you know? She's got me to take care of everything.
It's horrible. And how old is the child?
She's 4 months.
Four months.
Yeah, so I actually just moved down here. I'd be up there with you guys if it wasn't for having a child down here. But, you know, you got to take care of these things. And she doesn't understand responsibility. Like, I tell her she's my responsibility. She's not the entire state's responsibility. And she doesn't get that. She thinks a community should raise a child. She doesn't think it's just us that should be raising the child.
Well, it's fine if the community wants to voluntarily raise, you know, throw money into a pot and help somebody out. I think there's nothing wrong with that idea. But it's frustrating, man. I mean, you can try some of the things that have been suggested, but some people are just lost causes, you know. And I don't know. Maybe you shouldn't give up. Maybe she's not a lost cause. But from what you're saying to me, I'm hearing, wow, this is really frustrating, and how do you deal with something like this? Maybe there's somebody out there who has had to deal with this, and you've actually had a successful conversion. Has anyone out there, and obviously we're short on time for the radio show here, but...
Yeah, but you can call in.
Yeah, answer tomorrow or the next day or whatever, but has anyone out there ever actually managed to help someone who's so seemingly hopelessly addicted to the welfare state? That have you ever seen someone come off of that? What did it take? What was it that you could say or do or show them or help them experience that would bring them to it? I mean, because obviously having a bad experience within the welfare state might help. You know, if they got some real crap can care from some government doctor, like a lot of the people in the VA, they know the VA is bad, bad news. That it's socialized medicine, some of the doctors are allegedly trying to kill their patients. And a lot of the people that have experienced this know how bad it can be. But maybe she just hasn't had that happen yet. Maybe that would be your opening when something
really...
The thing
is, she's not even just using it for emergency care. She's using it for in a week, actually, to go get her ears pierced at the doctor's office. Which is ridiculous to me.
I can't even imagine. Ears pierced at a doctor's office?
That's
that's what I said, too. But, yeah, apparently it's safer when they do it when they're younger because they don't remember. The doctor can do it for you with a needle. You don't have to use a gun.
Wow.
And she's went off on me about that.
Hey, Matt, we're out of time, man. Thanks for the call. Good luck. Let us know if you have any success, will you? And hopefully somebody will call in with a success story if one exists in our audience. Thanks for the call tonight. If you're on the Internet, stick around. We're going to continue. Radio listeners, we'll be back tomorrow night. More Free Talk Live online coming up in moments.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold before your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.